Grace to you and peace and provisions for communicating the good news of Jesus Christ from God the Father who has created us, Jesus Christ our Redeemer, and the Spirit of God who continues to enlighten and sanctify us. What a powerful post-Easter text we've just heard read. I'd like to look at that text through the eyes of this fifth verse. An athlete who runs in the race cannot win the prize unless he obeys the rules. The theme for us today is post-Easter hearing, taking, entrusting, and teaching. Certainly, this post-Easter period is a time of movement, a time of action. We see the women at the tomb. They hear the news that he's not dead, but that he's arisen. The angel says, go back and tell the disciples, and we see them going to do just that. And then we see the disciples moving out and going to Galilee. Yesterday's text from Colossians 2 shows Jesus extracting us from sin, from death, from the devil. It shows him leading in a victory procession and giving life in place of spiritual death, doing that as we are brought with him into baptism and by that powerful word of God out into newness of life. Then that second Sunday in Easter, that the post-Easter readings are tremendous. Acts 3. The cripple is healed, and Peter says, repent and receive spiritual power. 1 John 5, it tells us that Jesus comes not only with water, but with blood and with the Spirit of God and the Lord's Supper. And our reaction? To believe, to love him, to obey, to win the victory, to defeat the world. And then there's the gospel for last Sunday. John 20. Jesus appears that evening and he says, peace be with you. As my Father sent me out to seek and save the lost, so now I'm sending you out to seek and save the lost. Action. Ezekiel 37, another one of the Old Testament readings. Dry bones coming together and beginning to live and to move, movement and action. And finally, 1 Peter 1, new life in Jesus, a new day. And I guess that's what the days after Easter always are for us, a new day, a living hope, a living temple with living stone. So post-Easter is about life, it's about hope, it's about being sent, it's about action. The first point we want to look at in our text is energized by the Spirit. Endinamu. Ente kariti, te en Christo. Empowered, indynamited, as it were, by the grace of Christ. Joined with him in baptism, part of his body moving out in action. We're projected by action into Easter by the resurrection. We said it already. It was the first thing that happened to the Marys. They saw Jesus alive. They had to go, they had to tell, they had to meet in Galilee, and there Jesus says to them, all authority is given to me. While you keep on going about after this Easter, after this resurrection, make disciples. Do it by baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do it by teaching. Didaskantes, everything that I have taught you. Help them to hold that in front of their minds and to do it and to live it. What are the patterns then that this text gives us for post-Easter action, for movement, for grace-propelled joy, for the flow of grace into our lives after Easter? The first one is the one that we highlighted here, the athlete. That was only about 3 weeks ago that we were at Delphi, the Pythian Games, and you can see the athlete kneeling down, ready to hear the gun and on his way. When you think of the athletes working in teams and the careful handing on of the baton to someone else, it's the perfect picture for this text. or this idea of hearing what's been proclaimed and trusting to others who will in turn teach the third set. The second picture is a soldier. We can see those Roman soldiers down the Via Ignatia, off to the east, passing through Thessalonica, on the way to Constantinopolis at that time. And then there's Luther. I think he pictures it beautifully when he says it's like a pebble being dropped into a pool of water and the ripples moving out through the proclaiming people of God and the church of God. And we can just hear it ring then. Take the teachings, take them that you have heard from me, that I've proclaimed in the presence of many witnesses. Entrust them carefully to reliable people who will be able then, as the third set of ripples and so on, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, to teach it to others also. What does it mean for us? It means to be in the Word. Our whole synod has five vision statements. The first one that Dr. Barry introduced us to is be in the Word. And then there's that Greek word in this text, akouo. Not just ordinary hearing, not hearing and letting it go by, but hearing it for understanding, catching it, getting it in our minds, taking it into ourselves, ingesting it as it were. And then the text says, out of that we ourselves are used by the Holy Spirit to give birth, to entrust, to commit it. Parathithemi, from parathento. It's the same word that Jesus used when he said on the cross, into thy hands, Father, I commend, I commit, I entrust my spirit. It's the same word that is used when Paul and Barnabas are calling elders into existence in the center of Asia, and then they are entrusting, committing, laying them into the hands of God for the work that they are going to carry on. To me, it's a special word for myself as a professor and for the rest of us that are professors here. Are we entrusting that word of God and committing it with care into the hands of others, into the hands of the students, so that they in turn can give it to others, who in turn will teach it to others? Then a little bit more. Further look at the pattern of the soldier. It says that there are two things about that soldier that's marching on, moving right through from Rome to Constantinopolis. He's fixed. It says he wants to please his commanding officer, not himself particularly, not any organization or institution, maybe not even the army at that point as an organization, but his particular commanding officer. For us, that's Jesus. That's the head. When Jesus, who is the one who has risen again, moves, the body moves with him. It automatically follows with him. Then number two, we don't get mixed up in civilian affairs. We don't get mixed up in peripherals. We don't get mixed up with the flesh, the world, and with Satan's suggestions. We say no to those. But we do say yes with every morning's first breath to taking the teachings that we've heard proclaimed in the presence of many witnesses, often proclaimed in this place. We do entrust them to reliable people who in turn will be able to teach them to others. And there's another part to this pattern. Take your part in suffering. The soldier often did suffer, and don't tell me the athlete didn't suffer. It's not easy to move out on that track with all the energy that is in you. We think of Paul. When Paul was stopped on the way to Damascus, as he got into Damascus and Ananias didn't want to go and visit him, the Lord said, go, because he's a chosen witness for me to the Jews, to the Gentiles, to kings. And I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. That's part of the pattern, too. And so then in conclusion, as we look at this text, the post-Easter action in all of the texts we're looking at these days is being sent. It's hearing Jesus say, peace be with you. Hey, all the powers of Satan in the world and sin weren't able to overcome the power of God. God raised me from the dead. I am alive. There is peace. You've been reconciled to God. Peace be with you. Recognize it. And then, now just as my Father has sent me out to seek and to save the lost, so I sent you out for action. I sent you out too to seek and to save the lost. Post-Easter is mission time. Time to get out. Time to get into action. Time to take the teachings that you've heard me proclaim in the presence of many witnesses, to entrust them carefully, to commit them to reliable people who in turn are able to teach them to others, who can teach others and teach others as the waves go out across the century and across the people groups of the world and across the languages to all ends of that earth. Let's stand for prayer. Dear God and Father, fill us with that post-Easter joy and fill us with that dynamic action of your resurrection. May it explode in us and dynamite us by the power of your Holy Spirit so that we will not only be ready to take and to hear with understanding these words and to ingest them, but that we will also be able carefully to commit, to entrust, to give them to other reliable ones that believe so that they can teach others. Dear God, grant that to us for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may the peace and power of God's resurrection be with you always. Amen.